from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
So did I tell you about this book I've been reading on the Irish?
No.
All right. I'm just going to read you an opening line of this book about the Irish.
Which you're quite interested in, being Irish yourself.
I am Irish.
And we are all interested,
and
too.
And here's how it starts. He goes, the word Irish is seldom coupled with the word civilization.
I believe that.
When we think of peoples as civilized or civilizing, the Egyptians and the Greeks, the Italians and the French, the Chinese and the Jews may all come to mind. The Irish are wild.
Yes.
Let's see if you agree with any of this.
All right, go ahead.
The Irish are wild, feckless. F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S.
Oh,
what's feckless?
They're definitely feckless.
Do you know what feckless means,
Absolutely
even?
Not.
Well, you're an author.
I do know what feckless means. It means you have no fecks.
No fecks, all right. And charming. Wild and charming. How about that?
Are these words we would never attribute to the Irish?
No,
charming?
He says the word civilization you'd never say with Irish.
No, okay. Never, no.
The Irish are wild, charming, morose, repressed, and corrupt, but not especially civilized.
And they have no fecks whatsoever.
No fecks.
Man, I'm
sorry.
We got
plenty of pecks, though.
Yes, that muscle milk.
It is.
You must be
and
really...
And it's all that spinach on my turkey sandwich at Subway.
You must be pushing the multi...
I thought you'd enjoy that quote in our listeners.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I think our listeners enjoyed it, too.
I think you've accused me of being morose and wild.
Wild,
and,
yes.
And corrupt.
Wild and corrupt, yes. But morose, no, you're never morose. You're always upbeat.
Whatever.
Pretty much. You know, as long as you've had your spinach.
All right.
One thing about these secrets.
Yes.
Is that,
that Irish thing was no secret, though.
No, everybody knows that
so
the
let's,
Irish
let, we
are corrupt
make sure.
And feckless.
Yeah,
we
right.
all know this. We all know this. You're not going to know a secret until it's revealed.
That's right.
And so when we get into the secrets, Paul unveils, I mean, it seems it's axiomatic, but why do people not believe it? That you're not going to find a hint of anything until the secret is revealed.
Right.
Secret of the kingdom, you're not going to find it in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. You're not going to find it until Matthew 13, because there our Lord is revealing the secret of the kingdom, the secret of resurrection. You're not going to hear anything about it until 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So just remember that, and it backs up what we've been saying all along, that we have to correctly cut the word of truth. And if you look for truth that we're reading in Paul and trying to find it in the Hebrew Scriptures, you won't.
Shall we give them a rundown of what they are? Name each secret?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
Let's mention one thing before we do that.
Go ahead.
It's interesting that there are 12. And this is no accident, because a couple weeks ago we were talking about the 12 administrations and the 12 dispensations. And there are 12 tribes of Israel. And just let's just talk about the significance of 12. I understand that word, that number to speak of organization, or should I say administration, what God is doing in an orderly fashion. Am I in the ballpark there, or are you still reading your Irish book over there?
No, I'm just concentrating on your riveting speech right now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's really fascinating. Well, the numbers are significant.
Yeah.
And 12, there's no accident. And we're not just dreaming up these secrets. There are actually 12 of them mentioned. I think they're mentioned 27 times. And you're only going to find them in the Greek scriptures. There are no secrets.
The word secret is mentioned 27 times.
Yeah, but the word secret itself,
right?
Is it even mentioned in the Old Testament? Are there any secrets necessarily being revealed in the...
Well, the first time it's ever referred to in the scriptures is in the book of Daniel. It says that the secret concerning Nebuchadnezzar's dream is revealed to him.
Okay.
And it was a secret that God revealed to Daniel concerning the course of those kingdoms that were in Daniel's image there. That's the first time we read about it. And by the way, remember I pointed out yesterday, the 193rd appendix of the Companion Bible gives an overview of that, and even mentions Daniel as the first reference. And I think it's found in the Septuagint version, the actual word mysterion in Daniel 2, which is interesting.
What's the Hebrew word there for?
I don't know.
You don't know? Woo! I stumped Sheridan. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
Really
what's
rewarding.
The Hebrew word?
I got no idea.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I think it's feckless.
Feckless.
Yeah, that's the Hebrew word for secret.
Well, why don't you, since you got that paper in front of you, why don't you run off and tell people the 12 secrets?
All right. We have listed in scriptural order the secret of the kingdom, the secrets of the kingdom.
And where is that found?
That's in Matthew 13, I believe.
Matthew.
Yes.
Matthew 13 is the secrets of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's
and,
next?
Well, we should talk about what kingdom are we talking about, the thousand-year kingdom?
Well, should we maybe just give them? Let's just give
let's
it to
just
them
give
first.
Them. Okay.
Then we'll go back and talk.
All right. Now, there's a secret concerning the duration of Israel's blindness.
Romans 11:25, am I right?
Man, you're good.
Okay, go ahead.
There's the secret of the gospel.
Romans 16:25-27?
You got it again, Sheridan.
All right, go ahead.
There's the secret
By
of...
By the way, I have it written in my word I've hidden in my margin. Go ahead.
The secret of the resurrection.
1 Corinthians 15?
Yes.
Got it.
Ding, ding, ding. If that does not excite our listeners, to know that there's a secret of the resurrection. I mean, what
resurrection's no secret.
Resurrection's not a secret, but
there
the
is
secret
a...
of the resurrection. And you folks are going to learn about it. And I'm telling you this, that Christianity does not understand this secret. And we do.
Yeah.
Not because we're geniuses. That's incidental.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give people a little fun story. You know what that secret is like? What happens when you have a little kid and you throw him up in the air? What does he do?
Comes down.
He laughs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he loves it.
Right.
That's part of the secret.
Yes, it is. I see where you're
you
going with that.
Going?
Yeah, you're very
Something
clever.
About being thrown up
makes
a kid laugh.
My dad did that to me, too. See? He would always say, alley-oop, whenever he threw me up. He would say, alley-oop.
You and I are going to be alley-ooped out of here, baby.
I think alley-oop might be the Hebrew word for secret.
That's it.
Alley-oop or feckless.
No, that's the word for resurrection, alley-oop.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so we got number 4. That's 1 Corinthians 15.
Wait a minute. You know what that makes me think of?
What?
John resting his head on our Lord's bosom at the Last Supper. That is such a touching picture when he's resting on. And that's us. And it's like we are intimates of Jesus Christ.
We're alley-ooped.
And we're alley-ooped by our Lord and Savior, and he's giving us these secrets.
All
okay.
right, go ahead.
The secret of resurrection. I mean, your mind's going to be blown when you hear about this. The secret of Messiah, which is could also be called the secret of Christ.
Ephesians 1:3.
Let me see. Yes, I got. My note says Ephesians 1:9, but that's okay. And Ephesians 3:4. Secret number 6: the secret administration.
Ephesians 3.
You're right. There is an administration. We talked about this. There is an administration going on now that is still a secret to the majority of Christians.
That was number 6. Okay.
Yes. The secret, and this one. I got a lot to say about, and I don't think Paul, this is the secret I'm about to name here. I think Paul deals the least with in all of Scripture. He leaves a lot up to conjecture.
Go ahead.
The secret of marriage,
Ephesians 5:32.
We're going to get into that. The secret of lawlessness,
2 Thessalonians 2.
Yeah, do you know where else I would put that? That's where it's mentioned, but I think the majority of the information there is going to be found in 1 Corinthians 11, Satan, a messenger of light. Oh, I'm getting ahead of it.
2 Corinthians 11.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Thanks for the correction. Number 9.
Number 9. Yes.
The secret of godliness. What is the motivation of the saints?
1 Timothy 3.
Yes. What's the motivation of the saints for being good? It's not what you think it is. What's our motivation?
Dark chocolate and spinach.
No, not dark chocolate and spinach, Dan.
We'll get into that.
We are going to. Now, that ends a certain series of secrets. Now we're going to get into the secrets concerning Israel.
What number are we in?
We're on number 10.
Okay.
And we're looking at the secret of the 7 stars.
Revelation 1.
Revelation 1, verse 20. There are 7 spirits going to be talking to 7 churches coming up in God's program. Number 11, the secret of God.
Revelation 10. 10.
You were only off by 1 chapter. Oh, sorry, Dan.
In my marginal note, I just put R-A-V dot.
Why didn't you put them?
I knew they were in that book somewhere.
Yeah, like I always say, read the whole book, you'll find
it.
It
is in there.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. The mystery of God.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that few of our listeners have ever heard of it. We're going to give you details on it. maybe I'm not giving, I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm not giving people enough credit, but I know that the training and the teaching going on today in institutional Christianity.
Listen, I am all for, and people got to realize this, sometimes it's good to insult them in a kind way to wake them up. I know it's true for me. You know, you and I do it to each other. We don't think it's an act of unkindness. What, you don't know that? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Scripture does that all the time. The Lord Jesus did to Nicodemus, you're a teacher of Israel, you don't know this stuff?
That's
What's the matter with you?
That's true, he did.
So we can say, you call yourself a Bible-believing Christian and you don't know these things? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we don't like them or we're being jerks or, you know what the problem is? Honestly, men have been feminized. We're
mm-hmm.
so feminized.
Mm-hmm.
We're so easily insulted. Ah, get over it. Grow up.
Where are the real men in this world?
Just grow up and act like an adult. And, you know, it's interesting at work. If, you know, you do something that you shouldn't do, what does your boss say? I want it done right this time. Do it this way. And we don't go, don't talk to us like that, you know. But it seems like when you get on the Christian radio, you have to cut off your male anatomy to satisfy everyone. People grow up. So we're going to treat you sometimes as ignorant only because we know our own selves. We're not saying that we're better than you.
There's been some women that have complained about the. You'll know where this verse is. Paul says, "Become manly."
He says, "Be manly."
Be manly, and he says it to both sexes.
Yeah.
Both sexes are supposed to be manly. Not in a, you know, we're not telling women to grow mustaches. We're just saying that it's a boldness of spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some women ought to shave their mustaches, in fact.
Please.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
What number are we on now on the secrets, now that we've gone on our little manly tirade?
Women that have facial hair, why don't they shave it?
I don't know. Why don't we go on, please? Somebody's going to get mad.
All right.
We're going to affect some. Well, wait a minute. The Irish are wild and...
feckless.
Yeah, right. So
without natural affection.
There we go. Okay.
Number 12.
Mystery of?
This one, if we go into this, I'm afraid we'll get tossed off the air. This is the most controversial secret in the entire Scripture, the secret of Babylon.
Okay.
Do you know why I'm saying that it's so controversial?
Yeah, we'll talk about that before
if we
get
dare.
There.
You think we will? All right.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah, we have to talk about off the air.
That's going to be last.
Yeah,
that's going to be last, so we'll get to that later.
That's a very rare occasion that you and I would discuss something ahead of
that
time.
That one we're going to
have to discuss.
Whether
we want to discuss the secret of Babylon.
Make sure
it is
that
so
we get to the secret of Babylon that we're faithful to the truth on that, because people need to hear that.
It is so politically incorrect as to be nearly obscene, but I think we need to talk about it.
The mystery of Babylon,
yes.
To give them a short answer, is not the Irish.
It's not the Irish.
No.
No.
Even though we are morose and corrupt.
And feckless.
There you have it, friends. Those are the 12 secrets. Now, you go back and you listen to this tape and audio, whatever you're listening to, and you go back and you look up every one of these references, you read them, and ask God to help us as we go through this together, because these are very important. If you grasp these 12 secrets, may I dare say,
yes,
you will have a good outline of the entire Word of God, as Paul said, the whole counsel of God.
We are going to dig into the 12 secrets revealed to us in the Greek Scriptures. We are glad you are here. This time is going to be profitable for you, I pray.
This is Dan Sheridan. You can find us at crossandthrone.com, and you can help us support the program there.
These shows are archived at martinzender.com. We'll see you tomorrow.